Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Great show this week. We're going to start out in the first segment opining on President Biden's State of the Union speech. I was not very impressed personally, but we'll get into that later. I think he's a detriment to the country, by the way. Any comments, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think it was terrible. I think he lost control of it. And clearly the ratings were very far down.
Yeah.
And the polling, both before and after, does not show very positive support for anything he did.
Well, I guess, you know, rather than just throw sticks and stones, which I don't mind doing in this case because I'm pretty conservative, but having said that, I really don't understand, number one, how he got to be president, and number two, I mean, if one of your listeners say, well, by a free election, I don't believe that was a free election, but that's just my opinion. I don't think he got elected. I think the Democratic Party put him in there, and I'm not sure how they would do that. You got any idea about that, Jimmy?
Well, I mean, it looked to me like mail-in ballots, COVID, and fear, anger over Donald Trump, in spite of his policy successes, and painting him as a bad person, a combination of those factors. But most importantly, it turns out that the tech companies like Twitter, Google, were working in conjunction with the Department of Justice and the FBI and other federal agencies in order to silence information that may, in fact, have kept Joe Biden from office.
I want you to do me a favor. Explain how they could do that.
So we know there was information that was silenced and suppressed by Twitter on the Hunter Biden laptop story after a very thorough and very effective New York Post expose on the laptop.
Right.
And that was just prior to the November election. Many polls have shown that if, in fact, people knew about the laptop, knew about the relationship that Hunter Biden had with his father, Joe, with the corrupt activities that were related and identified in that laptop, had they known about that, they would not have supported Joe Biden's presidency.
I agree. And so, go ahead.
Yeah, so the tech companies were working in conjunction. There's been a hearing this week in the House of Representatives and the House Oversight Committee with talking to the key censors in the Twitter corporation and how they worked with the FBI to censor that information. So that's
right.
One area.
Yeah.
But we also know that many of the mainstream news outlets and other social media organizations and big tech companies were shadow banning, silencing, or crushing any opposition or any significant opposition to Joe Biden, as well as keeping information that might have changed people's opinions on COVID and, of course, campaign information away from the public. And in fact, they censored some members of Congress and shut down their accounts. And we know after the January 6th event, Twitter actually booted the President of the United States off their platform. So these are some areas, and we do know from research that the influence of social media, Facebook, of course, Google search technology, that can shape a very sizable percentage of the population. And some estimates up to 15 to 20% of the population.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's, you know, let's just talk about the speech itself, and let's talk about the man who now represents the United States. I feel very sorry for President Biden, if you want to know the truth. And the reason I feel very sorry is because I don't think he was put in that position by a free and honest election. I really don't. I don't think he's capable of holding that office. And the reason I say that, I'm not maligning the guy. You know, I just think, what is he? He's, what, 81 now?
Yeah, I think he's over 80 years old.
Yeah, that's too old. I know.
Mental capacity is clearly diminished.
Yeah.
His ability, he's getting confused on stage. He's making verbal gaffes continually on a daily basis. They have to protect him. They have to let him sleep extra hours before he prepares for a speech like he did last night. And then he gets lost as he goes along. Now, he did a decent job. Everyone, you know, last night, or I'm sorry, on Tuesday night for the State of the Union address, he actually stayed awake for the entire time, but he did get lost when he was making commentary and, of course, lost control of the Republican caucus
yeah.
as they were questioning some of the significant policy issues that he was presenting that were basically invalid and false narratives.
Yeah. Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, his major error was stating that the Republicans want to eliminate Social Security, and the Republicans want to eliminate any medical, you know, issues. And he said, "I never said that," and he's on record of saying that.
Yeah, he said it. He said it, and that's why the entire Republican caucus started booing him.
Yeah,
that's when Marjorie Taylor Greene stood up and said, "You liar."
Yeah.
Not the most, appropriate response,
no,
but clearly an honest response and emotionally, brought forward by his actions.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. He lost control at that moment. He responded back. He was arguing with the crowd. That was a very major, major mistake.
Yeah, I agree. It didn't show a lot of what I would call serious leadership.
No, it showed incredible weakness.
Yeah.
The other very significant comment he made is that he was deriding oil and gas companies for not investing in refinery capability and drilling capacity because, they're making money. But he says, you need to, we're going to be on oil and gas for at least another 10 years. And the Republicans started laughing. I mean, yeah. A lot of the room started laughing because, 10 years is that's – for a multi-billion-dollar investment for a new refinery is still unacceptable because you'd build it. It would take you 10 years to build it, and then you'd shut it down.
Yeah.
So that was a ridiculous statement. And then he actually responded as the crowd was heckling and laughing at him and said, well, maybe longer, which is an incredible embarrassment. And of course, that offended the left because many people on the left think that we have to be, carbon neutral by 2030 or the end of the world will be nigh. And I think that was pathetic. It was a very embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
It did show a tremendous amount of weakness.
Jimmy, have you gotten any news out of how some of the world leaders, what they said about the speech? I haven't seen anything, candidly. Have you?
No, I haven't seen any actually reporting on that, but I can tell you there's no surprises out there in the world of how ridiculous Joe Biden looks.
Yeah.
He has gone on every overseas trip. He's made incredibly ridiculous gaffes, bad statements. He's undermined national security. And, of course, other people probably only are respecting him out of respect for the nation and the power that is still exists, yet is diminishing rapidly with this type of leadership.
You know, Jimmy, the only comment I can make is I'll have to go back to one comment I made earlier in this particular segment. I really feel sorry for the guy. You know, I don't know, was he a really great politician when he represented Delaware? I don't know. I mean, I know he was in one office or another for 50 years, and the fact of the matter is, I'm not really sure what he accomplished other than he did garner the reputation of being a true gentleman. I remember Peggy Noonan, who's a great, I think she was a great editorialist, and she said, the only politician that I have any use for in America, interestingly enough, is Joe Biden. You guys, we got to cut this. That was on the record. You guys, we got to cut this. We've got to take a commercial break. Jim and I are going to be right back with you all.